tree, I mean, plant it, to grow wild mesquite, wisaches, and those here we have planted, they are orange trees.
There's orange trees?
Yes, they are orange trees and grapefruit, and some peaches, they grow here.
So, are those the trees you plant around the house?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of peaches are they?
Some kind of small sweet peaches, but they don't grow much there. Like they're doing on the north, they're in California and on the north that I know they grow some a different kind of peaches that grow so big, you see. They want them to just small peach, but pretty sweet there.
Do you call them something special?
Mm-hmm.
When you break them open, does the...
Well, we just eat them like they came from the tree, you throw out with the seed, that's all.
Is there something inside the seed? Or
yeah.
If you break the seed open?
No, we don't have to. We don't have to.
So does the meat fall off the
seed?
Yes.
Well, you just open it and we just eat it like that and throw away the seed. That's all what we do.
Are they hard?
No. No, because we let them rot, don't they? You know those peaches, they are hard. They cut them green there and let them ripe on the market, you see. But the one we raise here, we eat them, we let them ripe on the tree. And they're soft as the candied peaches.
They sound good. Are they sweet?
Yeah, they are.
Do you grow any other things around here to eat, like that, around the house?
Or what?
Do you grow other things to eat?
No. Not me.
Do you grow any berries or anything?
What?
Any berries or nuts?
No. All I have here, those orange trees and two grape trees, and some, I got a peach tree right in that corner, and over here on the north, and that's all I have here.
So you don't grow many? Well, now you said the mesquite grows out wild.
Mesquite. Yeah, they grow wild here.
Is there any other kind of tree that grows wild here?
Yes, too many kinds. Like that wisache, you see that green tree there over there? That's a wisache tree. We call it wisache. I don't know how you call them in English or not. I don't believe they grow up in the north.
I've never seen one before.
You know what I mean, you see? That green tree over yard.
Oh,
big one on the center of the yard, that's a mesquite tree, an old mesquite tree. But that one is a wisache.
I've never seen a wisache.
That is one.
They have thorns on them?
Yes, sir. They have thorns.
Did you ever grow hogs?
Just for the household. Yes, I used to do it.
Well, where would you keep them?
No, what?
Where would you keep the hogs?
In the hog pen. We used to do in the hog pen when we... There are still some people who used to have one or two hog there for the hog or to kill them for the hog.
Does the pen have a place in it for the pigs to go in, to get the hogs to go in to get out of the weather if it's raining or something?
No, they keep them penned up all the time and feed them there until they are ready to kill them.
So there's no roof on the pen?
Yes.
And tell me about when you kill them, what do you eat from them? What do you...
Everything there but the bones. The bones and the goat, they throw them away.
So tell me what you eat. What do you get out of the pig? Out of the hog?
Well, you know what the guts are, you see? Yeah. On the stomach.
You don't eat that?
No. Or the intestines, something like that, you see?
You don't eat any of that?
No.
What about in the head? Do you eat?
Yeah, we make tamales out of it.
You make what?
Huh?
What do you make from
tamales?
That? Tamales out of the head?
You know what tamales are, right?
They're made from the head?
Yeah, from the head, yeah.
So how do you do that?
Well, you put the head to the boil, you see, until all the meat came out from the bones, you see, and then grind it, mix it with spice, and take the corn husk, and by that time you have what we call masa, the corn dough already made, you see, and then put it on the corn husk, and put your meat in it. From the head, you see, and then roll them up. And then put them on the pot there to boil.
Mm. You just drop them in the pot to boil?
Yes. With little water, not enough to get burned, you see, that's all. By that time, you see, the meat is already cooked. And the dough is already cooked. So all they have to just boil it for a while there together.